The Bible says the darkness is upon us.
从属灵上来讲，这个世界已经进入黑夜。
From a spiritual standpoint, this world has entered into darkness.
但这个时候也是白昼将近，白昼白天啊，对。
But this is also a time of daylight.
啊，主耶稣快来了。
Jesus is coming soon.
哦，所以我们要在这个时候要预备来迎接神。
And so we must prepare ourselves to meet him.
啊，即使我们死的那一天就是世界的结束。
The day that we die is the day that our world ends.
什么时候我们死呢？不知道。
We don't know when we will pass away.
我还记得我们今年啊，一个教会啊，连续三个礼拜办三场丧礼。
I know that there is a church in the United States that 3 weeks in a row they have funerals.
也有50岁的，也有60几岁，也有70岁。
There is a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, and a 70-year-old.
哦，所以我们要预备。
And so we must be prepared.
最重要不是世界上我有多成功。
It's not most important what our success is in this world.
最重要是在属灵上我要得胜。
The most important thing in our lives is to be victorious in our spiritual life.
因为这个才是永久的。
Because this is everlasting.
这个才是值得我们奋斗。
And this is something that is worth striving for.
世界是会过去的。
This world shall pass away.
但是在灵里面的丰盛，神的福气是永远长存。
But the abundance that we have reaped in the spirit shall never pass away.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we will pray.
求主耶稣在新的一年将来的来到，让我们对过去的一年有好好的来审查。
May Lord Jesus help us to re-examine our past and resolve for the future.
也让我们在新的一年有新的立志。
So that in this new year we'll have a new resolution.
让我们在灵性上能够得胜。
To become victorious in our faith.
我们现在要来祷告。
15分钟。For 15 minutes.
啊，我们如果需要按手祷告的。要求圣灵的或求恩典需要带导的，请我们多到前面来，教会的啊长子传道帮我们。
Anyone seeking the laying hands of blessings, please come forward.
啊，我们先来一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
这就绝对可能。
But if we have the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, then it will be possible.
啊，圣经里面有一卷书叫但以理。
In the Bible, there is a scroll called Daniel.
那圣经里面记载但以理。不是因为他在社会上很突出。
And it says that in the Bible that Daniel was outstanding, not because of his status in the society.
啊，确实他是很突出。
He is, in fact, very outstanding.
因为他在四个王朝里面做过宰相。
Because he was a prime minister in 4 different reigns of kings.
他是一个很成功的政治家。
He was a very victorious politician.
但是圣经记载但以理不是这个原因。
But the reason the Bible recorded this character Daniel was not because of his political status.
啊，主要是因为在他的生活当中，他得胜了。
It was because of his victorious life and spirit.
也就是说，在他的信仰生活中，他得胜了。
That is, he was victorious in his spiritual cultivation.
在但以理书里面我们可以看到但以理的一生有三个危机。
And we can see that in Daniel's life there are 3 times of crisis.
这个危机很可能会使他的信仰垮台。
And these crises could have made his faith fall tragically.
或者使他跟神的关系断裂。
It could have broken his relationship with God forever.
那但以理的成功就是能够把危机变成转机。
And how was Daniel able to surmount these crises and make it become a blessing for him?
今天我们的信仰可能有很多的危机。
And so today in our faith there may be many hard times that we're facing.
但是神的帮助能够让我们从危机变成转机。
But through the help of God, he can change us so that our crisis becomes opportunities.
我们先来看但以理书的第一章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 1.
但以理书的第一章。
Daniel chapter 1.
在1037页但以理书的第一章
Daniel chapter 1
第六节
verse 6
他们中间有犹大族的人但以理 哈纳尼亚，还有米沙利，还有亚撒利亚。这个地方说，哦，有三个人被选到王宫里面，要准备来侍奉王。
Here it says that there were three people that were selected to go to, be trained to as royal servants to the king.
那但以理是被掳当中，啊，犹太人被掳当中非常幸运的一个年轻人。
Daniel was one of the young men that was actually chosen, and was fortunate enough to be picked.
这个被掳啊，亡国，这是一种悲剧。
To become enslaved is actually a tragedy.
但是他们在被掳的当中，他竟然能够进到王宫，要准备来服侍王。
But even though amidst this tragedy and in slavery, they were actually able to be selected to serve in the palace of the king.
所以他是特别蒙福的一个青年。
And so Daniel was indeed a very blessed young man.
这是我们现在每一个人所向往的。
Of course, we all pursue the success.
从很普通的身份能够爬到中产阶级，能够爬到上等社会。
To go from a common status to a noble status in the upper society.
这是我们现代人所一直在向往。
And this is what we all strive for.
那这个也是现代人所夸耀的。
And this is what the people of this age, boast about.
我不是普通人，我是社会的上层阶级。
They like to boast that I am not a commoner, I am someone who's noble.
但是当但以理进到王宫里面，考验马上来到。
As soon as Daniel entered the palace,His tests came.
我们从第三节到第六节，是在讲他蒙福。
From verse 3 to 6, it's talking about how the blessing came to him.
再从第八节开始是但以理的考验。
And from verse 8, we see the trial of Daniel.
我们看第八节。
We can see verse 8.
但以理却立志不以王膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不容。不玷污自己。
But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
因为第五节说，王派定将自己所用的膳食饮的酒，每日是给他们一份，这是王所吃的。
Because in verse 5 it does say that the king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's royal table.
所以这种吃的东西一定非常的好，非常讲究。
That the food that was placed before them was very sumptuous.
那要吃三年。
And they were to eat of it for 3 years.
然后再站在神王面前呢，让他选到底是谁。
And then they would be standing in front of the king to be chosen to see who will personally serve him.
但是问题是，这一些吃的东西都是拜过偶像了。
The problem was all this food and wine were actually.Offer to idols first.
对但以理来讲，吃还是不吃？
So to Daniel, the question was whether to eat or not to eat.
因为他是一个犹太人。
Because he is a person of Judah.
犹太人是敬拜独一真神的。
They worship the only one true God.
神跟以色列百姓立约在出埃及记。
And so God made a covenant with the Israelites, and that's how He saved them out of Egypt.
你要做我的子民，有一个条件。
He said that if you are to be my people, there is one condition.
你要遵守我的约。
You must keep my covenant.
那个约就是指的十条诫命。
And that covenant is referring to the Ten Commandments.
那十条诫命里面有一条是不可以拜偶像。
And in the Ten Commandments, there is one of the commandments that says you shall not worship or bow down to any idols.
那不可以拜偶像，包括也不可以吃拜过偶像的东西。
So not worshiping idols includes not eating foods that have been offered to idols.
那所有的罪里面，十诫里面最严重的罪，不是犯奸淫，是拜偶像。
Out of all the Ten Commandments, the most sinful, most important commandment not to break is to worship idols.
因此在但以理在王宫里面，他有一个机会要服侍王。
Even more than the adultery command 7. So Daniel's job was to worship, to serve the king.
但是要服侍王，要照王的话来做。
But in order to serve the king, Daniel had to learn to obey the king.
但是他又是犹太人，他要照神的话来做。
But because he is a Israelite, he needs to obey the commandments of God too.
那当这个两个有冲突的时候怎么办？
But when there is a conflict between these two commandments, which one should he follow?
这个就是危机。
And so we call this a crisis.
如果但以理照王的话做，
And so if Daniel were to obey the king,
他就违背了他跟神的约。
He would then disobey the covenant that he has with God.
如果但以理照着神的话来做，
And so if Daniel followed God's word,
他就很可能失去了在王面前势力王的机会。
Then he could very likely lose his opportunity to serve in front of the king.
以现在来讲，就是一个很好升迁的机会就没有了。
In today's terms, it'll be losing the chance of a lifetime.
那这个到底要怎么办？
And so, what should he do?
我们看但以理啊，真的是一个有原则的人。
But we know that Daniel was a principled man.
所以在第八节讲得很清楚。
And so it says here in verse 8.
他不玷污自己。
That he resolved not to defile himself.
这是他人生的一个危机。
And this, even though this was one of the crises of his life.
但是危机一考验就发现他这个人是有原则的。
And as this crisis came to test him, we find that he has his principles.
你可以看到但以理在接受这个巴比伦的教育。
We know that Daniel was receiving the education of Babylon.
他也会讲巴比伦话。
He can speak the language of Babylonians.
他穿的衣服也可能是巴比伦的衣服。
He is dressed in the Babylonian royal attire.
他的生活形态也可能跟巴比伦一样。
And his lifestyle could very much be along with the culture of the Babylonians.
因为我们在一个地方住久了，接受那里的教育跟那个社会文化融合久了，我们人自然就会变成那个社会里面的一部分。
As we dwell in a certain environment, we will quickly be assimilated to the culture of that time.
那在这个同化的过程，就渐渐使人失去了他的身份的感觉、自觉。
And in our assimilation, many times we often forget our heritage or the things that identity that we were from.
这个是一个很大的危机啊。
And so it is a challenge for him.
但是在但以理这个巴比伦的生活里面。他最后他心里面有一个原则，他不会突破，
but then,
他不会不会妥协。
There is a principle that Daniel would not compromise with others.
就是我不会去吃拜偶像的东西。
And that is not to defile himself with the food that's offered to idols.
结果后来发生了什么事情？
And then what happened?
他虽然吃得很简单。
Even though he ate very simply,
我们看十二节。
We can see verse 12.
求你赐赐仆人十天，给我们素菜白水吃喝。十三节。
Verse 13.
然后看看我们的面貌和那用王膳那少年的面貌，你就照着，所看的待仆人吧。我们再看15节。
Verse 15.
过了十天，见他们的面貌比用王膳一切少年，人更加俊美肥胖。16节。于是委办呢，把派撤去用膳的酒跟给他们的素菜，到最后结果发现但以理的面貌啊，他的健康比其他人更好。
At the end, we find that Daniel's appearance looked more healthy than all the other counterparts who were eating the royal food and wine.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the blessing of God.
因为他坚守原则，神喜欢，神祝福他。
Because he held on to his principle, and so God blessed him.
那不只是他的面貌比别人更好。
And not only did he look better than the other people.
而且神赐给他智慧。
But God also granted him wisdom.
我们看第十七节。
See verse 17.
这个四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但你又明白各样的意象和。梦兆，这里讲啊，但以理特别得到更多的智慧。
We can see that Daniel received an extra special blessing that he could understand visions and dreams.
20节。
Verse 20.
王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧比通国的术士法术胜过十倍。
In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom.
对，因为神的祝福，他比别人更突出。
Because God blessed them, so they became more outstanding than anyone else.
那今天这个告诉我们什么？
And so, what is this teaching us today?
什么叫做那个会玷污的酒？
What does that mean, the wine that defiles?
我们今天，比方说现在开始在放假。
For example, right now we are in the holiday season.
一直到农历新年大概一个礼拜的假期。
Until the beginning of New Year, it's about 1 week vacation.
我们平常上班很忙。
Many times we are very tired from work.
那现在一轻松下来。
And now that we are relaxing,
我们就发现时间很多。
We find that we have a lot of time.
时间很多怎么过呢？
Then what do we do with our time?
所以娱乐就变成很重要。
And then pleasure becomes very important.
那这个娱乐里面有很多是会玷污人的灵魂的灵性的。
A lot of ways of enjoyment can actually defile us.
比方说这个电视的很多的节目。
For example, watching different programs on television.
特别在 cable 里面的。
Or cable programs.
或者网络。
Or on the internet.
有很多的这个节目。
There is many interesting programs.
其实是会玷污人。
And many of them will defile our spirit.
有一次我到英国，一个传道问我。
And one time when I went to England, a preacher asked me.
说全世界魔鬼最多的地方是哪里？你知道吗？
我没有想过。Do you know where in the whole world where Satan congregates?
诸位，你的答案是什么？全世界魔鬼最多的地方在哪里？
Where do you think which city has the most the spirit of Satan there?
结果他告诉我是在美国。
And then he told me it's in the United States.
我吓了一跳，在美国。
And I was surprised. I said, why in U.S.?
那在哪里？
He said, I asked him where.
他说在好莱坞。
He told me it's in Hollywood.
那我想很久，这个讲的也很有道理。
And then I was reflecting on this, and I thought, yes, he is right.
现在整个社会往下堕落。
That the whole society is now in decadence and debauchery.
跟大众传播有绝对的关系。
It is because of the media influences of today.
因为你看一个影片，你把它看十遍、百遍、一千遍以后，你就变成自然了。
Because after you see these defiling films, one time, a hundred times, a thousand times, it will defile you.
所以当一个人在看这些影片看久了之后，我们的良心就麻痹了。
After you have been polluted with all this barrage of media, then your conscience will be clouded.
那影片里面包括两个内容，色情跟暴力。
And the main content of all this media is violence and sex.
那这个两个看久以后，我们良心麻痹，就离罪不远了。
And so after you, conscience has been numb by watching all this, then it is not far from sinning.
所以我们看现在年轻人头脑所想的，他所问的问题，是四十年前人从来没有想过的。
And so now we feel questions from the youth, and these questions are things that we have never received 40 years ago from our members.
这是大众传播的结果。
And that is because of the result of the impact of media.
全世界色情最大出产地是哪里？色情影片。
And so where is the greatest source of production of sexually immoral movies? Adult movies.
在南加州。
It is in Southern California.
所以这一些无形在影响整个社会风气的往下降，这个就是魔鬼的工作。
And so this is the unseen influence of the power of Satan.
所以我们要很小心。
And so we have to be very careful.
我们看多了，对自己的身份就麻痹了。我是神的选民，不错，但是我们已经麻痹了。
The more we see this, the more our status and our identity with God is now forgotten.
所以什么叫做立志不吃这个玷污过的东西？
And so what does it mean to resolve not to eat the food and wine that defiles your soul?
就是一些娱乐节目会影响我们跟神的关系，一定要把它切断。
We must cut off from all these entertainment that will make us become defiled.
难道但以理吃的什么？很简单的东西。
So what does Daniel eat? Something that is very simple.
那很简单的东西，属灵上来是什么？
And so what does it mean spiritually for consuming simple foods?
一个是神的话，这是 mana.
And that is the word of God, which is mana.
第二个是圣灵。
Second is the Holy Spirit.
这是活水。
And this is the living water.
所以有时候我们在假日就开很多学生联会和很多的讲习会。
And so we take the opportunity at this church to have a lot of spiritual convocations and seminars and retreats for our youth.
外面人看起来这很无聊。
Other people in this world will think this is very boring.
整天关在教会里面，这做什么？
What are you doing? Just in prison in the church all day long.
但是当我们进到里面的时候，你发现这是另外一种享受。
But then after you enter this retreat, you find this is another form of rest.
享受。
Enjoyment.
不只是休息，是享受。
And this is a spiritual enjoyment.
那我们借着这些神的话、圣灵的充满之后，我们会改变。
And after we have received the word of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit, then we will change.
斯提凡面貌像天使。
Will be transformed like Stephen, that his face becomes the face of an angel.
他吃什么山珍海味？
Does he eat all the glorious seafood and sumptuous food?
还是他被圣灵充满？
No, he is filled with the Holy Spirit.
那有哪一个人比这个看起来像天使更美丽？
Is there anyone that can look more beautiful than an angel?
没有。
No.
哦，所以有时候我们常常发现，这些年轻人去参加一些讲习会回来之后，你发现他真的面貌改变了。
And so sometimes we can see that after the youth have attended the youth retreats, that when they come back, their countenance do change.
啊、哦，为什么会改变？
And why do they change?
他被神的爱充满。
Because now they're filled with the love of God.
所以那暴力就没有了。
So their violence has gone away.
他被圣灵感动。
And now they're touched by the Spirit of God.
所以那很刚硬的心就没有了。
And their stubborn heart has become softened.
他有神住在他里面。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ now lives in them.
所以他个性改变了。
So their characters now change.
个性改变就反映在人的脸上面。
And so when their characters change, it will reflect on their faces.
所以我听说这一次我们南加州的学生灵会差不多150个以上参加。
I heard that in a spiritual convocation of the youth this week, there were about 150 who attended.
这是破纪录的。
And this is a record-breaking statistic.
但这个是好的。
And this is a good thing.
与其让我们的家里面的青少年天天在那里看电视上网，不如让他去参加学生灵会。
This is much better than letting them stay at home just watching TV or surfing the internet.
哦，因为这样对他有帮助。
Every day, because going to church actually helps them.
所以假日可能是灵性的危机。
And so a vacation time could be the crisis of our souls.
但是也可能是转机。
It could also be the time then for our transformation.
所以我们要用这一段时间好好的利用。
And so we must use this time with, to wisely serve God.
使我们在这个假日完之后，每一个人呢、啊、属灵的面貌能够看起来更好。
And so that after this vacation is over, everyone's countenance could change for the better.
这个叫做得胜。
And this is called victory.
这是但以理第一个危机。
And so this is the first crisis that Daniel faced.
但以理书到了第二章，我们看到但以理遇见第二个危机。
In chapter 2, we see Daniel faces the second challenge.
他遇到这个很不讲理的王。
He faced a king that was very unreasonable.
这个王做了一个梦。
And this king had a dream.
但是问题是他梦忘记了。
But then the problem is the king cannot recall the dream that he had.
然后他就把术士都找来，你要替我解梦。
And so the king summoned all his wise men and said, please interpret my dream.
他连梦都忘记了，然后要叫别人替他解梦，这个怎么有可能呢？
But the magician's answer, how can you expect us to interpret dreams when you cannot even recall the dream itself?
那如果解不开怎么办？砍头。
And so the king threatened to kill them all if they cannot interpret and recall the dream.
尼布甲尼撒王是一个很凶悍的王。
Nebuchadnezzar was a fierce and cruel king.
哇，这个是一个很大的危机，生命的危险。
So this was indeed a life-threatening crisis to Daniel.
这包括但以理也在这个危险里面了。
And so Daniel was encircled in this threat as well.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
王怒气愤怒发烈，撕裂麦秸巴比伦所有的术士啊，十三节。
就
是命令发出，则是将要见杀人，就寻找但以理和他的同伴，啊，要杀他们。到最后，他们就来找但以理。
So at the very end, the men went to search for Daniel.
啊，但是十四节开始，但以理就把这个危机变成转机。
But then we see later on that Daniel transformed this crisis into a opportunity.
哦，他就去求王。
And he asked the king.
然后从十五、十四、十七节开始，他向神祷告。
In verse 17, he started to pray.
求神让他有智慧，能够来替王解梦。
He pleaded for mercy from God so that God would give him the wisdom to explain the mystery of the dream.
所以我们看这个但以理能够在这个宰相的宰位、宰相的职位里面呢、啊，经过四个王朝，这不是他自己的能力而已，这是神的同在。
And so that we know that how Daniel is able to successfully endure four dynasties of kings is because of his reliance on God, not because of himself.
所以他最关心的不是王怎么看我。
And so he concerned the most was not what the king thought of him.
他最关心的是神怎么看我。
But what God thought of him.
虽然王是他的老板。
And even though his direct boss was the king.
但是王的上面还有一个老板。
But the boss that is above all bosses was God.
那个老板就是神。
And that boss is God himself.
所以但以理非常知道，只要他跟神的关系好。
And so Daniel clearly knew that as long as his relationship with God is kept, well,
危机就可以变成转机。
And that crisis could be averted.
所以今天我们在世为人啊，不靠聪明，乃是靠神的恩典。
And so today, when we are facing our challenges, it's not based on our ability, but based on God.
啊，人的聪明有一个限度的。
Our wisdom, human wisdom, is limited.
你看这么多的术士，但是要替王解闷，解不出来，因为王已经忘记了。
You can see all these wise men, magicians in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar could not solve his dream.
所以这个就是人的尽头。
And this is the limit of man.
因为人的聪明有限了。
Because their wisdom is limited.
你怎么去解一个他讲不出来的梦呢？
How do you interpret a dream that has not been told?
但是但以理对神很有信心。
But Daniel had full confidence and faith in God.
好，我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明，但以理便称颂天上的事，神把这个梦显给他看。
Verse 19 says it was in the night the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision.
哦，而且神让他知道这个梦的意思是什么。
And God not only revealed the dream to him, but also the meaning of the dream to him.
所以我们看啊，他怎么在赞美神。
And so we can see how he praised the Lord.
二十节。
In verse 20.
但以理说：“神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古到永远，因为智慧能力都属乎他。”二十一节。
Verse 21.
他改变时候、日期、费力、费王、力王，将智慧赐予智慧人，将知识赐予聪明人。二十二节。
Verse 22.
他显明深奥奥秘的事，知道人啊，知道暗中所有的。光明与他同居，啊，二十三节。
Verse 23。
我列祖的神啊，我感谢你，赞美你，啊，因你将智慧才能赐给我，啊，允准我把所求王的事给我指明。这里他提到说，神的名是当称颂的。
Daniel says the name of God is ought to be praised.
因为智慧能力都是从神来的。
Because all wisdom and power comes from him.
二十一节说，神在掌管时候，他要改变时候，这是神在改变的。
Verse 21 says that God controls the times and seasons.
好，春夏秋冬，这是神在掌管，神在改变的。
That all the seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter is from God.
啊，连废王立王，这也是神在操纵的，神在决定的。
Even the setup or disposal of kings is from the work of God.
神是伟大的神啊。
God is almighty.
啊，所以今天啊，神能够做一切的事情。
And so all the things that God can do today.
啊，这是但以理能够突破这个危机一个原因。
Is able to help Daniel to overcome the crisis.
所以我们人啊，在生活中总是会遇到一些困难。
And so for us, we will often meet difficulties in our lives.
为什么？人的尽头才会是神的起头。
Why is it that God's beginning will only come at the end of human power?
啊，因为我们人到自己没有办法做的时候，我们才会仰望神。
Because it's only when we as humans can no longer handle our own problems that we need God.
那当我们专心在仰望神的时候，神就开始工作。
When we focus our eyes and set it on Jesus Christ, and then God will start doing things in our lives.
神的荣耀就显明。
And then the glory of God will be displayed.
这个就是一个转机。
And so this becomes a change in this crisis.
所以这就是但以理的成功，能够把生命的危机竟然转变成为神得到荣耀，他的生命得拯救。
And so how Daniel was able to change from this crisis into a blessing of God is really wonderful.
好，那这个梦到底在讲什么？
And what was this dream about?
好，我们看啊，三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31.
王啊，你梦见大象是极高极光耀的，啊，然后三十二节。
Verse 32.
这象头是晶金，胸膛膀臂是银的，肚子和腰是铜的，啊，三十三节。
Verse 33.
腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的，啊，然后三十四节。
Verse 34.
你观看有一块非人手所凿出来的石头，打在这个半铁半泥的脚上，把打碎了，啊，三十五节。
Verse 35.
与其金像、铜像、铁泥都一同扎的粉碎，如夏天昏长的糠皮，被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这石头，变成天下的一座大山，充满天下。到底这个意象在讲什么？
And so what is this dream all about?
这个意象就是在讲人类历史的演变。
It is talking about how the history of humans will evolve.
从巴比伦帝国，这是金的，这是头。
First, it will start with the kingdom of Babylon, which is the golden head.
然后再来是啊，胸膛是膀臂是银的。
And then the chest is made of bronze, of silver.
肚子腰是铜的。
Then the belly and thighs are bronze.
那到了脚就是铁的。
And the legs are iron.
到脚已经是罗马帝国了，主耶稣那个时代。
And the legs of iron refers to the Roman Empire during the time of Jesus Christ.
还是非常的强盛。
They are still very strong.
但是到了脚趾头，半铁半泥。
As they reach the toes, is part clay and part iron.
脚趾头就是数目很多。
And the toes represent number many.
现在全世界数目很多，快要200个国家。
And so you can see in this world today, there are 200 some plus nations.
有的很强，像铁一样；有的很弱，好像泥一样。
Some are so strong like iron, some are so weak like clay.
所以人类历史已经演变到最后一个阶段。
And so the human history has now evolved to the toes.
已经在这个象里面已经到了半铁半泥的阶段。
To the point of the mixture of iron and clay.
那现在人类历史在等什么？
And so what is the human history now waiting for?
等到那一块不是人手所做的石头从上面砸下来。
It's to wait for that rock to strike the statue and become a great mountain.
那一块石头是什么？
And what is that rock?
就是主耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在就在等候主再临。
And so we are waiting the coming of Jesus Christ again.
主耶稣再临，世界的历史就结束。
Once the Lord Jesus comes, then the history of the world shall end.
有形之的都要被烈火消化。
All the things that are visible shall be burned and consumed.
这一天一定会来到。
And this day will surely come.
因为我们看整个历史就是这样演变下来。
Because we can see that the whole history will continue to evolve in this way.
这一天很快就会来到。
And this day shall surely come.
所以人的盼望不在地上。
And so our hope is not placed in the world.
历史是会结束的。
This world will end one day.
即使历史不会结束，我们人也会结束的。
And even if this world does not end, our human life will also end.
所以我们要把盼望放在神的应许上面。
So we need to set our hope in heaven.
那丹尼这样解过梦以后。
And after Daniel explained his dream,
我们从46节看。
We can see from verse 46.
尼布甲尼撒王俯伏在地向但以理下拜，并且吩咐给他供物香饼。你看。但以理备受尊重。
Then we can see in verse 46, Daniel was honored.
为什么？
Why?
因为神赐恩给他。
Because God gave wisdom to him.
然后47节开始啊，这个尼布甲尼撒王就赞美天上的神。
And then verse 47, the king Nebuchadnezzar started praising God.
他称赞说：“万神之神，万主之主。”
He praised that God, your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings.
又显明万事的神。
Is a revealer of mysteries.
所以在这里，神得到荣耀，但以理的这个职位更加稳固。
We can see that not only God's name was glorified, but also Daniel's position was strengthened.
因为他懂得依靠神，把危机变成转机。
Because he was able to rely and trust on God and change his crisis into a blessing.
那但以理的第三个危机在哪里？
And so, what is the third crisis of Daniel?
第三个危机在第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们看但以理书第六章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 6.
第四节
verse 4,
总长寻找但以理把柄要办他，只是找不到他的错误，因为他忠心办事毫无错误。第五节
verse 5,
那些人便说，我们要找但以理的把柄，除非在他的神的法律中就找不到。但以理忠心办事。
We can see that Daniel was very faithful in his conduct.
但是因为他很高啊，他是总长，所以大家都想要把他拉下来。
Because he was the prime minister, he had a high status. Everybody wanted to pull down his position.
那怎么办？怎么把他拉下来呢？
And how can they devise schemes to destroy him?
到最后一个方法就是在他的信仰当中去找一条把他拉下来。
They looked for a weakness, and that was to attack his faith.
就是30天之内啊，从我们看呢第七节。
And from verse 7,
不拘人在王或王以外的神像求什么，要扔在狮子坑中。
That for the next 30 days, if anyone shall worship any other god other than king himself, shall be thrown into lion's den.
这是第三个危机。
And this is the third crisis.
如果但以理就停止祷告，
So if Daniel was to stop praying,
他可以继续当宰相。
He will continue to be prime minister.
这非常荣耀。
And then he'll continue to enjoy his glory.
但是他跟神的关系就有问题。
But then his relationship with God will suffer.
但是如果但以理继续祷告，
But if Daniel continue his prayer,
他就违反了这个王的规定。
Then he will disobey the direct order of the king.
被丢到狮子坑里面去了。
And then he'll be thrown into a lion's den.
这个很困难啊。
So this is indeed a crisis.
我们看但以理怎么决定呢
？So what does Daniel do?
第十节
，verse ten。
但以理知道这个禁令盖的预习到自己家里，上楼房，窗开向耶路撒冷，一至三次跪在他神面前祷告，与素常一样。但以理跟神祷告没有改变。
We can see in verse ten that Daniel continued to pray as he has in the past, and it's not changed.
为什么
？Why?
因为他知道。人一生当中最重要一个关系就是人跟神的关系。
Because Daniel knows the preciousness of the most valuable relationship in this life is his relationship with God.
只要神跟人有亲密的关系。
As long as a person has a very strong personal relationship with God,
你有拥有一切。
He will have everything.
但是如果人跟神的关系断掉了。
But if a man disconnects from God,
他连他王的这个做宰相的职位可能都保不住。
Even his, status as a prime minister may be lost.
因为这个政治场合是一个非常不稳定的一个场合。
Because the place of politics is a very unstable place.
但是我们看但以理这样做。
But we can see that Daniel did this.
结果他就被扔到狮子坑里面。
And so he was thrown into the lion's den.
但是神差遣狮子把那个差遣天使把狮子都口封起来。
But God sent his angels to bound the mouths of the lions.
第二天但以理又起来了。
And so Daniel was able to get up the second day.
所以但以理不但没有失去他的宰相的职位。
So not only did Daniel not lose his prime minister position.
现在换大力乌王了。
Now Darius is the king.
就对他更加的尊敬。
Darius became even more respectful of him.
而且对神也更加的尊敬。
And honor God even more.
这个是危机变成转机。
And so the crisis has been averted.
那今天这个到底告诉我们什么？
And so what does this say?
我们跟神的亲密关系常常会受影响。
That our intimate relationship with God will often be subject to influence.
在这里就是拜偶像。
And from here was the influence of worship idols.
偶像是什么？
And what is idols refer to?
会影响我们跟神的关系，那个就是偶像。
Anything that will deter our relationship with God is an idol.
我们的挑战。
Our challenges.
不可以拜偶像。
We cannot worship idols.
每一天的生活，神要第一。
That God shall be first in our life every day.
以撒搬到别示巴。
When Isaac moved to Bathsheba.
他做三件事情。
He did three things.
第一个，筑一座坛。
He set up an altar.
第二个，支搭帐篷。
Then he set up his tent.
第三个，挖一口井。
Then he dug a well.
这个代表人生活的三个内容。
This represents the three aspects of a Christian's life.
第一个就支搭帐篷，就敬拜神。
The first one is set up the altar is to worship the Lord.
筑坛哦。第二个支搭帐篷就是家庭生活。
The second is to set up the tent, which is to family life.
第三个挖一口井，那个是游牧社会，就是我们的职业生活。
And so the third aspect of digging a well represents our career.
那这个我们的人啊，是有这个三种生活的。
And so our everyday lives have these three aspects.
如果我们牺牲的信仰
，But if we sacrifice our faith,
来照顾家庭。
To take care of the family,
家庭就是偶像。
Then the family becomes the idol.
如果我们牺牲信仰。
If we sacrifice our faith
来赚钱
to earn more money
赚钱就是偶像
then earning money becomes the idol
所以不是不可以赚钱
so it's not that you can't go earn money
不是不需要照顾家庭
it's not that you shouldn't take care of your family
而是筑坛献祭必须是第一个
but it's the fact that setting up the altar is the primary importance in our lives
那第二个才是我们的家庭第三个才是我们的事业
then the second priority will be our family and third priority will be our career.
圣经说贪财就是拜偶像。
The Bible says greed is worshiping idols.
我有没有拜偶像？没有。
Have I worshiped idols?
真的没有拜偶像吗
？Really?
贪财就是拜偶像。
But greediness is idolatry.
什么是贪财
？And what is greediness?
把家庭生活的时间用来赚钱。
To use the time of family life to earn money.
把信仰生活时间用来赚钱。
To use the time of faith and worshiping of God to earn money.
这个就是拜偶像。
And this, in fact, is worshiping idols.
这会影响我们人跟神的关系。
And this will influence our relationship with God.
到最后，家庭发生问题，
信
仰发生问题。
Family and our faith should suffer the consequences.
但是很可能事业很成功。
But our business may be prosperous.
所以我们每一个人在信仰生活是有挑战的。
And so every one of us will face challenges.
但是我们可以把危机变成转机。
But we can change this crisis into a blessing.
那只有用信心来抓住我们信仰的原则。
And so with faith, we grasp hold of our principles.
到最后你发现神的恩典不会改变的。
Then we'll find that God's blessings will never change.
你看但以理神的恩典不会改变的。
We can see that God's blessing promised to him will never change.
而且神的名得到荣耀。
And yet God will be glorified through his life.
何等的美好。
And this is so wonderful.
所以新的一年即将要来到。
So the new year is at hand.
每个人都有新的志向。
Everyone has your resolutions.
但是很重要的。
It's very important.
我们在属灵上需要有理想。
That in our spiritual life, we need to have an ideal, a dream.
有一个理想，我们属灵上才会进步。
And so when we have our spiritual goals, then we can advance in our faith.
但以理给我们一个理想。
And Daniel has given us a goal.
要过一个成得胜的生活。
To live a victorious life.
使神的名得到荣耀。
So that the name of the Lord may be glorified.
唱诗。
Sing him.
是吧。